Listen, you don't have to say what you did, but I would like you guys to be honest. Have you ever stolen anything? Like back in the day, like not pickpocketed, but
whoa.
I'm sorry, that would be really extreme. But taking something from a store and like not paying for it. Maybe you were a kid even.
I haven't.
Oh, I have.
What'd you steal?
I'll talk about it because I feel like the statute of limitations has got to be long gone by now.
Are you sure? You might want to Google those.
I don't know. I think I was like 7 or 8. I know I was a kid and I got away with it. And like my mom didn't even catch me. But my mom was going into a place called Sally's Beauty Supply or whatever to get some hair stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And next door there was this like, I don't know, it was like a kid's store almost. It just had toys and different arts and crafts. And it was, it's funny because I need one right now. It was this like a circular like shape of the earth. It was a stress ball, like a foam ball. It looked badass to me.
Love those.
Grabbed it, started squeezing it. Squeezed it really hard, put it in my pocket, and I walked out. And it was like so subconscious. Like as a kid, I didn't really. It was weird though. After I left, I'm like, "Ooh, you just stole!" Like I had such a high and a rush. I've never stolen since then. And I had friends that would steal stuff all the time, and they always got away with it. But I was my mom scared me so much though. Like as I got older, I guess she didn't realize I was a klepto at that young of an age that I was afraid to take anything.
Oh yeah, one of my friends in high school would. I mean, she had mastered the art of shoplifting and would go to Target and stuff, and she would take a bunch of clothes to the dressing room, and what she would do was put them on in layers. So she would put like shirts under shirts under shirts, and then walk out with them. And I stopped being her friend because I was like, I knew she was going down a bad path. Sure enough, she got pregnant at like 16. So I called that one like I saw
from
it.
From the clothing? The clothing got her pregnant?
No, but she was just like, she was just involved in so many bad things. Bad crowd. And I was just like, I'm not going to hang out with her anymore. I'm sure my parents were relieved.
I would like to hear, you could be anonymous. I'll just do anonymous. But if you're a person that likes to steal, or maybe you have in the past, like maybe you just stole one thing, like I stole that little squeeze ball of the earth kind of thing. Like 317-239-1009. We'll do everybody anonymous. I'll just pick you right up if you're willing to share that. Because I find it interesting if you get a high from that or a rush. Because maybe it's like this one lady. Did you guys see this one? There's a woman in the UK who shoplifts and then goes number two in the stores.
That's DNA, girl.
A 42-year-old woman who has stolen from several stores has left her mark by stealing merchandise and then in the stores.
That's gross.
Experts believe the woman experiences such a rush of adrenaline from shoplifting that she loses control of her bowels. Yeah, pretty much. Local authorities are unsure of how they should treat the woman. I guess she has a mental health condition, they think.
Okay.
But even then, like, that's crazy, though.
You know what? I hope that one day I can say that I've experienced something so amazing in such a rush of emotion that the only thing my body knows how to do is just...
I'm surprised you don't, when you see chicken nuggets, you're like, oh, Lord, no, dipping sauce.
Yes.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show, anonymous person, have you ever stolen something?
Oh, definitely. The first time was when I was like maybe 5 or 6. And my brother was like prom dress shopping with his girlfriend. And she was really rough, you know. She was like, hey, why don't you stick these little beads in your pockets? Those little like glass rock things. So I stuck like, I don't know, 30 of those in my pockets and walked out like a boss.
Oh my gosh.
And then, but then it kept going. So my most recent has to be anonymous because it was kind of a big deal. So with my girlfriend and her mom and stepdad, definitely late night drinking a little too much, stole a flag from a golf course.
Whoa.
You see, I feel like that's a victimless crime. Now, don't get me wrong, the golf course has to pay for that, but that's something like that I would do.
They're members of the golf course, too, so like it comes out of their fees or whatever,
yikes.
But, you know, it's a souvenir now.
Okay.
It's in my living room.
How big is it in real life, like up close? Pretty big?
The pole is really big, and it's a nice pole. It's got, like, the solar, like, the reflectors on it for your radar.
Wow.
What are you going to use it for? You going to plant it in your backyard?
No, I can't let anybody see it. God.
You know what's funny is that whenever I've been in, like, somebody's basement and they have stolen, like, a street sign or a stop sign or something like that, I'm always mesmerized by how huge those look up close.
Oh, yeah,
they just look small when you're driving.
Not quite as big.
Okay, hey, Anonymous, thank you. I hate to admit this because I am worried. Do you guys know anything about the statute of limitations?
No.
Like if I stole something or was part of something, like how long it could come back to get me?
No, I don't know.
I won't say where because that could really narrow it down. But somebody I know might have been involved. We were so young and dumb. Like I look back and I'm like, I didn't think it was a crime. But looking back, I'm like, you dummy. You could have went to jail for that.
What was it?
We stole a bunch of street signs. Well, not me, but people
I
know.
Are those hard to get down?
Yes. You got to use like a screw, well, not a screwdriver. Damn, I don't know anything technological here. I'm not a man. No, a wrench. You had to use like a wrench, another thing, and you're trying to get them. But
did you at least get one? Get some that had like funny names or something.
We got like a dog pooping sign, which was kind of funny.
That's funny.
I thought that was funny. We got like slow children playing, which we got that sign, which is giant. And I'm gonna shut up now in case this comes back to bite me. Like, what if tomorrow I'm arrested and the show just has to be, you know, you guys doing your thing? I'm locked up in jail. 317-239-1009. Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who's this? I'm sorry, I'm anonymous, anonymous. My bad, I'm just used to saying that. Anonymous.
That's all right.
Did you steal something, or what's going on?
Okay, I actually have a lesson for anyone who even thinks about stealing, shoplifting, whether you're a thief or not.
Okay.
When I was 19, long story short, I worked at a dollar store. I just moved into my first apartment. I bought $137 worth of stuff at a dollar store.
Oh, we lost you. The cops got her.
They got her.
All right. And I want to throw it out there, too. I'm having like a moment of clarity here. Just so you know, kids, don't steal. Parents, I'm telling your kids not to steal. I was young and dumb, and I look back, I'm like, God, like, I would. Seriously, some of the stuff I did, like, I don't know. My parents should have whipped my butt if they would have known about
Joe,
it.
Joe, where are these street signs now?
It doesn't matter where these street signs
Wait,
are.
Wait, more importantly, where's that stress ball? You could use it right now.
I know. Give me a stress ball.